Tom Karkelwin, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be turning sunny. We'll have a high around the mid-30s. Kenosha right now is at 32 degrees. It's 31 in Burlington, Milwaukee 35, and 34 in Racine. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission voted at the end of a very lengthy meeting yesterday afternoon to reject rezoning a conditional use permit and the site and operational plans for the 170 residential unit senior campus at Campbell Woods on Highway KR. Before the first of three motions to deny occurred, Commission Chair Davis Driver pointed out this was just one proposal for the site at this point. Commissioner John Kiss, despite homeowner group claims that Joseph Campbell won't work with them on a potential compromise, said they need to get together and hash this thing out somehow.
Get it right. Nobody wants to table this, though, again. I mean, it's an inconsistent use, and quite frankly, when you have an inconsistent use, that is a basis to deny a zoning change. Because it's inconsistent with the zoning and the other, with the surrounding areas.
Campbell said that there is still a housing hangover in this area, going back close to 10 years.
You can go out and talk to a lot of the realtors in the area, and they'll tell you that we still have a big problem with oversupply of lots, single-family lots. And as I said, I went out in 2014 and came before this committee and added four additional lots to our inventory. And to this day, the four lots are still there, and we're still working on it. And it's just not a good situation right now.
Cindy Newman bought her home back in August, believing that the woods and the natural habitat would be maintained. But the project made her feel like she got, in her word, snookered.
The noise pollution of traffic and ambulances. I have lived by a senior facility, and the ambulances, unfortunately, do come very regularly to facilities like that. To approve a commercial business in a residential area as fine as Campbell Woods in a village as lovely as Mount Pleasant, I think it's just wrong.
The Plan Commission's recommendations to deny the approval for the senior campus at Campbell Woods go to the Mount Pleasant Board January 9th. A couple of projects involving loans from Racine County were approved this week by the county board. One funds the purchase of new radio equipment for several county fire departments. They'll each repay the loans over the next 10 years, plus a 2% administrative fee. The other involves improvements to the Washington Avenue-Sycamore Avenue intersection in preparation for a traffic signal. The county will pay $100,000 toward the cost, get reimbursed by Mount Pleasant for half the amount, plus the administrative fee on that. Amazon announcing plans to open up a fulfillment center in Waukegan. That's about 25 miles to the south of the fulfillment center in Kenosha. Company's leasing a 600,000-square-foot warehouse near Waukegan Road and Casimir Pulaski Drive to serve as a distribution center for big items like big-screen TVs. The unemployment rates in area municipalities, they vary just a little bit from October to November, although showing declines when compared to 1 year ago.
Racine's jobless rate remains the highest in the state at 5.4%, down 0.9% from a year ago. Milwaukee's rate is second highest at 5.1%. In Caledonia, the rate in November was 3.8%, down 0.8% from last year. It was 4.1% in Mount Pleasant, down 0.5%, 4.7% in Kenosha, down 0.6%, and 3.4% in Oak Creek, down 0.2% from last November. Both Racine and Kenosha counties' jobless rates were unchanged from October to November, with the rate down 0.7% in Racine County and 0.6% in Kenosha County from the figures posted a year ago. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Police in Pleasant Prairie investigating the armed robbery of a business Tuesday on the 12200 block of Sheridan Road. It involved two individuals and the use of a hammer as a weapon. One suspect, a white male, about 50 years old, dark coat, orange knit cap. Second man, African-American, also about 50, short facial hair, wearing a dark, thick coat. Two left the business southbound on Sheridan Road in a white and blue pickup truck. Anybody with information, contact Pleasant Prairie Police or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. A 14-year-old boy taken into custody in Kenosha Wednesday accused of tagging two museums, the Simmons Library, a business, and a residence. A posting on the Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page indicates the vandalism was discovered November the 29th. Officers able to determine that the damage was the work of one person. Now, the investigation led to the positive ID of the suspect. Charges against the teen referred to juvenile intake court. And if Wisconsin moves to require drug testing in schools, as one state lawmaker plans to introduce, then Attorney General Brad Schimmel says the focus needs to be on helping those who test positive, not punishing them.
And kicking kids out of high school for having some marijuana in their backpack or in their car in the school parking lot, that's an individual school district decision. but we should also be thinking about making sure that that individual gets some help.
Lawmakers could be considering a bill next spring that would require schools to randomly drug test many of their students. The Racine County District Attorney's Office drops reckless endangerment of safety and bail jumping charges against Earl Strong, who was arrested back in the spring for the shootings of three people at a Bray Center event because there's video evidence that show him not to be the gunman. Judge Michael Biontek agreed to that dismissal. Strong, though, remains jailed due to some related charges, including witness intimidation. His next court date on that is January 4th. The family of Strong has indicated legal action will be mounted against the city for civil rights violations. Changes to the City of Kenosha's ethics ordinance approved this week by the City Council. Those changes include eliminating the appointed ethics board. City Attorney Ed Antaramian, responding to questions by aldermen, agreed that his office was really not able to give opinions on questions of ethics, such as conflicts of interest in the presence of an ethics board, and that now will change. He said waiting for an ethics board ruling could also take several weeks in the past. Alderman Kevin Matheson called the ethics board a failed experiment, in his words, that originally had some good intentions.
And now it's going to be a little bit more efficient. When we need opinions, we can go straight to the city attorney's office here in-house, get an opinion a lot quicker. That way we make sure we're doing everything according to way we should. We have an ethics board that was essentially used as a tool at times, a political tool, and I don't think that was the intention of it.
Changes also made to sections of the ordinance that deal with statements of economic interest that have to be submitted by aldermen and appointees to city boards and commissions. Wisconsin school chief says the kids across the state are taking too many tests. DPI Superintendent Tony Evers claiming to have heard from countless district officials around the state who feel their local schools are relying too much on standardized tests. Evers wants the state to embrace the new federal model Every Student Succeeds Act. A youngster in Racine who stayed calm after his grandfather fell down the stairs, he got a special award yesterday at school from the Racine Fire Department. 12-year-old Lucas Condill awarded the Outstanding Citizen Award during a surprise ceremony at Mitchell. Early in the morning on November 15th, Lucas heard a noise, found his grandfather at the bottom of the stairs. Not only did Lucas call 911, he was able to calmly tell fire and EMS crews his grandfather's medical history, the medications he takes, and other information, which allowed for quick treatment. Fire officials, family members, friends, you know, often don't have that information, according to the department, and that readily available, which they can relay, and that can lead to delays in treatment. Lucas's mother and grandpa were there at the ceremony. And last week, we brought you the story of some Northeast Side Racine residents complaining about a three-week gap in their solid waste pickup and 4 weeks on recycling because of the Christmas and New Year's holidays, for which some adjustments have been announced by Public Works, also affecting Friday collections. Take note, no solid waste collection tomorrow, December the 23rd in Racine, as well as Friday, December 30th. Tomorrow's solid waste will be picked up Tuesday, December the 27th, along with that day's regular collections, but no Friday recycling. Materials from the 30th, they'll have to wait until January 6th, including recycling, when the schedule for that resumes with the Green Zone. Now for the Monday solid waste group, the 26th, that'll be collected on Wednesday, the 28th, along with normal Wednesday pickups. No January 2nd pickups. The schedule resumes January the 9th, recycling with the Gold Zone. That amended schedule is also on the City of Racine website. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our podcast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.